When RCR Tomlinson, one of Australia's oldest engineering firms, collapsed last month, it stunned both investors and contractors. With its origins dating back to 1898, many saw it as too big and too old to fail. RCR Tomlinson made its money in mining and has come unstuck by its recent foray into large-scale solar. Now, as thousands of subcontractors around Australia wait to see if they'll get back any of the money they're owed, analysts are warning that other solar-link companies could be about to suffer a similar fate. Eliza Borrello reports.
A creditors' meeting streamed live into hotels and function rooms in four states is a bleak chapter in the history of RCR Tomlinson, a once proud Australian-owned company.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for attending today's meeting. My name's Jason Preston. I'm one of the voluntary administrators.
In Perth, about 100 creditors are in attendance. Some, like metal fabricator Mike Hollier, are dressed in fluoro workwear, ready to spend the rest of their day in workshops and on factory floors.
I'm owed $42,000. Part of that's made up of $27,000 of gear that they have, and the other stuff's made up and sitting in my yard, which is worth about $13,000.
After listening to a presentation from RCR Tomlinson's administrators, McGrath-Nicol, Mike Hollier says he's not confident he'll get paid.
It's not good around Christmas, you know. You just want to be relaxed over Christmas. You don't want things over your head like this, but I'm not going to let it spoil my Christmas.
Marco De Silva, who runs Grant Transformers, a small Perth business manufacturing transformers for the mining and switchboard industry, says his company is owed roughly $25,000.
We had been trading with RCR Power and Water for over 10 years. And, you know, you see them as a big business, you think they're going to get through it, and it's just one of those unfortunate things.
Jeff Kidd was doing commercial plumbing maintenance for RCR. He's owed $13,000, which he says is a significant amount of money for a business his size.
Especially with the environment that we're in currently, we need every dollar we can get. So, you know, it's disappointing, but it is what it is, big business. Sort of not really concerned about the little guy.
The administrator, McGrath-Nicol, has revealed RCR has debts of up to $630 million and says if the 4,000 trade contractors owed money around Australia get paid, it will only be after employees and secured creditors. Its initial diagnosis of what went wrong at RCR is its foray into large-scale solar had become risky business, with project timeline overruns soaking up money. Gero Ferrugio is the global head of renewables at the research and analytics firm Rystad Energy. He studied RCR closely and doesn't think it will be the last company undone by solar.
Yeah, it's not likely to be an isolated incident. Renewable energy very much relies on falling costs, and therefore the margins are very thin throughout the value chain. Here in Australia, we're seeing increasing competition in the sector, continuing from a number of overseas international players coming into the Australian market, and that puts downward pressure on costs. But that's not necessarily all a bad thing, because that's also what's putting downward pressure on power pricing as well, and this is good for the consumer and what the industry really relies on to grow the market.
And that's Gero Ferrugio from Rystad Energy, ending that report from Eliza Borrello.